Namaste, yogis. Welcome to Yoga on the Go podcast. My name is Sonsi, and we'll practice 30 minutes of yoga asana together today. If you enjoy listening to the podcast, then I would be so grateful if you hop online and leave me a review on iTunes or any other podcast platform. That would be amazing. Enjoy your practice today, guys. Namaste. Namaste, yogis. Welcome back to the mat. Welcome back to your practice. Thank you for joining me today. Today we're not going to try too hard or push too much. We're just going to allow ourselves a little bit to enjoy our practice. Let the burdens of expectations slide off our shoulders a little bit and find some release in the shoulders, the neck, and the upper back. Okay, so first of all, you might need a strap. So go and hit pause and find anything you can use as a strap. It might just be a belt or a long cord would be just fine for today. And we'll get started. So we'll start today either kneeling in Vajrasana or just sitting cross-legged in any other position. That's totally fine. And yeah. Let's bring our arms into cactus arms. Bend the elbows, palms face forward, elbows about the height of the shoulders. And we'll cross right arm on top of left arm, bend the elbows, and intertwine the hands or bring backs of hands, palms of hands together for eagle arms. If this is not comfortable for you, then you can always straighten the top arm and just hook the arm with the elbow closer towards the wrist instead. So take your variation here. And then let the chin drop towards the chest and allow the upper back to round. And on your next inhale, come all the way back upright. Let the shoulders draw down the back a little bit and the fingertips lift up towards the ceiling. And then tilt the forearms just slightly to the right and bring the left ear over the left shoulder. Take a moment here, a nice breath. Maybe you've even closed your eyes. And then bring forearms and head back up to center. Open the arms wide back into cactus and just feel the space across the front of the chest. And we'll do the second side, left arm on top of right arm. Both elbows bent, intertwine the forearms, press the elbows together, lift the upper arms away from the body. And then a little tilt of the forearms to the left. And let the head or the right ear drop over the right shoulder. Let's bring the head back up to center. And once again, drop the chin and let yourself round forward. Feel the shoulder blades draw away from one another. Feel the space in the back of the heart. And we'll come all the way back upright. Release it. Open the arms wide. Last time, cactus arms. And then bring the arms behind you. Hold on to the elbows or the forearms. Doesn't really matter. And as you hold on to the elbows or the forearms with the hands, just gently pull the elbows or the forearms out to the side, into the hands, and lift the chest. Draw the back of the skull up and back. And then release the elbows. Interlace the hands behind you now and lift the chest. Draw the knuckles back. And if you're like me doing this first thing in the morning, actually feels amazing first thing in the morning. And let's bring both knuckles now to the right side waist, across to the right side waist. Keep the hands interlaced. And feel as though the knuckles want to draw forward, hug the right elbow in, and we'll bring right ear over right shoulder again. You might like to tilt and lift the chin a little bit just to find that really good spot. And stay there for a moment, stay there for a breath, maybe even smile. And you're not forcing the head down or pushing it down too hard. Let yourself enjoy the sensation in the side of the neck. And then let's come back to center and bring the knuckles all the way across to the other side waist. So knuckles are on left side waist now. Left elbow hugs in and bring left ear over the left shoulder. And again, just tilt and lift the chin slightly just to find the right spot. Take a moment, take a breath here. And then we'll bring our head back up to center. Release the hands and come forward onto our hands and our knees. As you come onto your hands and your knees, find the firm foundation, spread the fingers, feel the knees under the hips. And we'll start by rounding back into cat pose. And pause here a moment. Just feeling the strong arms and the arms driving the hands into the earth, the head releasing, the spine rounding. And then do the opposite. Come forward into cow pose, lift the tail, draw the belly towards the mat and the heart forward in front of you. And pause here. Take another inhale. And we'll exhale, shift the hips back towards the heels and take child's pose. Keep the arms reaching forward in child's pose. Press the palms down, lift the forearms away from the mat. And maybe a gentle rock of the forehead on the mat, of the shoulders from side to side. On your next inhale, let's shift up again onto our hands and our knees. Scoop the heart forward and come back into cow pose. And now we'll exhale together, bring our chest between the hands and our chin to the mat. Bottom stays in the air, knees, chest, and chin. As we inhale, let's slide forward between the hands and lift the chest. Come into a cobra pose. We'll exhale to press back up onto the hands and the knees, round the spine, and bring the hips back towards the heels. We'll do that twice more. Enjoy the fluidity and the flow. Inhale, come forward to cow pose. Exhale, knees, chest, and chin, not worrying so much about the perfect shape. Inhale, slide forward, lift the heart, round back into cat pose on the exhale and hips towards the heels. One more inhale from child's pose to cow pose. Exhale, knees, chest and chin, slide forward, inhale. Cobra pose, and then exhale, round through cat pose, back to child's pose. On the next inhalation, come up onto the hands and the knees, curl the toes, and lift the hips up and back downward facing dog. Enjoy downward dog. Take time to settle into downward facing dog. And just the right amount of effort here in downward dog that you feel at ease, but you feel sturdy and stable in the pose. I often find that when I'm making too much effort or trying too hard or my expectations are too high, I go backwards, actually, and and I'm not so efficient and things don't flow so easily. So if we find just the right amount of effort in down dog or our other yoga poses, just the right amount of effort for the task at hand, no more. It's a waste of energy, it's tiring. On our next exhale, let's bring the knees down onto the mat again, and we'll take a giant step with the hands forward. Keep the knees, just the hips just above the knees, or maybe let them shift back a little bit, and we'll mount the heart forward towards the mat and bring the forehead down towards the mat. And the forehead might not get all the way to the mat, and that's perfect, just as it is toward the mat. And let the palms press gently into the mat and very slightly draw the ribs away from the mat, the front ribs away from the mat. And take a breath here and make sure that you can actually breathe here and actually smile here. And maybe gently rock a little with the shoulders from side to side. And then we'll step the hands back in underneath the shoulders. Tuck the toes and come back to downward facing dog. From down dog, walk forward, take a stroll, take your time, and arrive at the top of the mat in a standing forward fold. Hold opposite elbows, ragdoll forward here, and let the knees be really, really soft. You might sway a little from side to side. Allow the shoulders to slide towards the ears. And just allow yourself to almost feel like maybe any burdens or unrealistic or great expectations, let them slide off your shoulders onto the mat in front of you. And just be here. Let go of the elbows and take a deep bend into the knees. And slowly roll all the way up the spine to come eventually to stand tall in Tadasana, mountain pose. From here, inhale, reach the arms up overhead. Bend the knees, exhale, fold forward over the legs. Lift the chest, bring the hands to the shins, come halfway. Fold forward again, exhale. Stand up, inhale, arms reach up. And keep going, exhale, fold forward over the legs. Lifting the chest halfway, inhale. Exhale, hands to the mat, and step straight back to downward facing dog. We'll step our right foot forward between the hands and bring our left knee down onto the mat. Both hands come up to the front thigh and just let the hip shift a little bit forward and down. Maybe not going all the way or trying to get as far down as possible. Finding just right. Just right, still have breath in the body, still have sense of stability, and you're still enjoying the pose. And then again, we'll revisit eagle arms, cross left arm on top of right arm, bend the elbows and bring either backs of hands or palms of hands together, or keep the left arm straight and hook the left arm with the right elbow, whichever variation. And then lift the heart, lift the gaze, very gentle back bend in the lunge with the eagle arms. And then do the opposite, let the chin drop and let the chest round forward. Come back upright, Release the arms, interlace the hands behind you, and reach the knuckles back as you lift the chest. Take another inhale and let the hands go. Step back to downward facing dog. And we'll go straight to second side, but no rush. Left foot steps forward between the hands. Right knee to the mat. Both hands to front thigh, and just let the hips shift a little forward and down. Finding just right here. And then when you're in the right spot, right arm on top of left arm, intertwine the forearms, press the forearms together, eagle arms, feel the space in the upper back, and then lift the chest, lift the gaze, lean back a little, and then bow forward, let the chin drop towards the chest. Coming back upright, release the arms, interlace them behind you. Reach the knuckles back, chest lifts. Enjoy the space across the front of the heart and let the head lift a little. Release the hands to the mat and step back, downward facing dog. Pause in downward dog or take a child's pose. And just take a deep breath. Notice the sensations in the upper back or the neck. Take one more cycle of breath here in down dog. If you're in child's pose, come to meet us in downward facing dog. And step left foot forward between the hands. Pivot the right heel down onto the mat. And we'll bring left forearm on top of left thigh, like we're going to set up for extended side angle. But just let the right arm hang in front of you. Let it dangle. Let the head hang too. Let the head be heavy. And just feel the wider weight of the right arm as it swings a little in front of you. And then swing the arm forward overhead and around behind you. Just make a few full circles with the right arm forward and around, back towards the back of the mat. The next time the arm comes forward and overhead, keep it there. From the belly, turn the heart upwards. And instead of looking up today, look down in front of the left foot on the floor and feel the length in the back of the neck and the sense of ease in the back of the neck. No need to always look up or push for what's next. Just looking down and enjoying a relaxed neck maybe for once. As you take your next exhalation, let the right hand swing down in front of you, pivot the left toes to face the long edge of the mat. And here we are in a wide-legged forward fold. And we'll reach the hands now, take a giant step actually with the hands forward like you're doing downward dog with the arms, but you're still in a wide-legged forward fold with the legs. And we'll bring right arm across underneath the left arm to hold the outside of the left shin or ankle, or it might be to the outside of the left thigh. Bend into that right elbow and just look underneath the left armpit. Feel a little roundness in the upper back and feel the release in the inner border of the right shoulder blade. Let go, re-reach the right arm. Walk the hands back underneath the shoulders and come halfway, lift the chest. And we'll go straight to second side, pivot the right toes towards the back of the mat. Bring the right forearm to the top of the right thigh and let the left arm, let it just hang down in front of you. Take a moment here just feeling the weight of the arm, but not letting the arm do. It's super relaxed and heavy. And it's kind of fun to be relaxed and heavy and swinging the arm a little bit. And then make a full circle, swinging the arm forward and back behind you. Couple of full circles on your own and just check in with the head as well. Let the head be heavy. And the next time the arm reaches overhead, now you can press the right forearm into the top of the thigh. Turn the heart upwards, but keep the gaze down to the mat or the floor in front of the right foot. We'll stay just a breath here, reaching left fingertips to right foot. And then let it go. Let the left arm swing down in front of you. Pivot the right toes back to the long edge of the mat and come back into wide-legged forward fold with both arms reaching forward. You might even be up on the fingertips here. Just feel what it feels like not to be rushing to the next pose or pushing yourself to go deeper. And notice if this helps you to maybe feel a little more at ease, a little more relaxed, a more spacious, expansive. And then left arm underneath right arm. Hand to shin or ankle or thigh of right leg and bend the left elbow. Let the head just really hang and turn underneath the right shoulder as you bend into the left elbow. A little doming, a little bit of the essence of cat pose in the upper back. And then we'll release. Re-reach both arms briefly. Walk the hands back under the shoulders. Pivot on the feet. Walk the hands to the top of the mat. And step back. Downward facing dog. And again, down dog, we'll lower the knees to the mat. And we'll take melting heart pose one more time. A nice big step of the hands forward in front of you. Keep the hips above the knees and let the heart soften towards the mat, forehead towards the mat. If the elbows are easily coming down towards the mat or the floor, you can keep them there this time. Bend the elbows and bring the hands into prayer behind the head. If this doesn't work for you, then just keep the arms long and the palms on the mat. Those of you with the hands in prayer, press the fingertips together and draw the palms away from one another. If you have the hands in prayer, release the hands back onto the mat, and together we'll all lift the head. Walk the hands back under the shoulders. Tuck the toes, lift the hips. Last downward facing dog. As you take a few breaths here in downward dog, consider whether in this practice, if you are maybe not going to full 100%, maybe just 80% of your full capacity, just the right amount of effort, if that helps you to feel a little more relaxed or a little more even energetic, We'll lower the knees onto the mat and shift the hips to one side. Extend both legs in front of you. Keep the strap nearby now. And we'll either come into Gomukhasana legs. So we'll bend the right knee, bring the right foot across to the outside of the left thigh, and then shift the foot to the outside of the left hip. Lean over to the left and bend the left knee and sit back down with the left foot outside the right hip. For many of us, this can be quite intense. So if you prefer, you can instead just take an easy cross-legged pose with the right shin in front. So we're seated in Gomukhasana legs with the right leg crossed on top, or seated in Sukhasana, easy cross-legged pose with the right leg crossed in front. Take your strap, take a nice wide stance with the hands on the strap, and keep the strap nice and taut. Just a few times, we'll raise the arms up overhead and bring the arms back down behind us. And feel sensation in the shoulder joint, and it might be a little bit much. You might find that the hands are a little close together, so you can bring the hands further apart. And if you've got no more space, if the hands are as wide apart on the strap as possible, then just raise the arms up overhead and back behind you like that. But if they don't go behind you, that's okay. You might just keep them up overhead and then shift the hands forward in front of you and then come back with the arms up overhead and come back forward in front of you. That's perfect. The next time the strap and the arms are in front of you, bring the strap on top of the left shoulder. Reach the left arm overhead, bend the elbow and hold the strap. And reach the right arm behind you, bend the elbow, hold the strap. And then gently pull up with the left hand towards the ceiling. Keep the front ribs contained and maybe just close the eyes, soft smile. And then we'll release the strap. Take a nice big step onto the mat out to the side with the left hand and reach the right arm up and over. And then we'll come back upright, lean back and switch legs. So either left leg in front in Sukhasana, cross-legged pose, or left leg on top of right leg, stacking the knees with the feet outside the hips in cow face pose. One more time, just take the strap and maybe you bring the hands a little closer together this time, maybe not. Lift the arms overhead and behind you. Bring the arms back up overhead and in front of you. Just a couple more on your own. See if you can really isolate the movement in the shoulders so that it's just the shoulders and the arms, just the arms moving and the shoulders moving without the rest of the body or the head or the neck shifting forward or backward with you. Just one more here. And then the next time the arms are in front of you, let the strap come over the right shoulder. We'll reach our right arm overhead, hold the strap behind us, reach the left arm behind you, bend the elbow, hold the strap behind you, and then let the front ribs draw in, let the head draw back and up, and enjoy Gomukhasana arms holding the strap. Some of us will know that we can also hold the fingers, but we'll find more ease today and we won't look for the perfect or the traditional pose. We'll hold the strap instead. And a gentle upward pull on the strap with the right arm or the right fist. And then we'll let that go. Take a nice big step out to the side with the right hand and reach the left arm up and over. And then come all the way back upright. And let's fold forward briefly. Extend both legs in front of you. Paschimottanasana. Reach the arms overhead. And enjoy the transition rather than getting there, than having to be somewhere. Enjoy the forward folding action. And then let the hands just rest on the mat, either side of the legs. Bow forward, let the spine round. Let the head and the neck release and be heavy. And enjoy the opening in the whole back of the body. Not worrying about touching the toes or reaching for something you don't have. Just letting yourself actually enjoy your practice and relax a little bit and be easy, be light, smile, breathe. No pressure to be perfect. And roll all the way up the spine. Shift the hips forward. And come down to lay down on your back. And prepare for final Shavasana. Just letting arms and legs dangle out of you. And eyes close. Before I leave you here, just know that this is your time to relax and let go of the things that you need to do or that you need to achieve. Don't worry about thinking while you're lying here or being perfectly still. Let yourself enjoy lying on your back with the eyes closed, doing absolutely nothing. Thank you for practicing with me today, yogis. Namaste.